Hi, welcome to the Anxious Developer Podcast with me, Andres Gervaj. Here I share my knowledge on how to reduce your stress, become more present and productive as a developer. Let's make writing code fun again. On today's episode, I talk about three key strategies to help you remain calm and productive while working from home. Without further ado, let's dive in. Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of the Anxious Developer Podcast. And today, it's a very important topic as we are getting started in 2021 and COVID didn't end yet, so we have to stay at home still. A lot of countries, people still don't go to work and cannot go outside. So that's why today's topic, how to remain calm and productive while remaining at home, it's such an important topic. I want to share a few free key strategies that helped me, and I have one more bonus for the end. So COVID started 1 year ago in last January, and since then we've been faced with the problem and the challenge to work from home. And it was not easy. A lot of people had to figure out on their own how to do it. Some people that did freelancing before or maybe work remotely, it was for them maybe easier. But for a lot of people, it was hard. And for me myself, I didn't know what things I'm supposed to do, what things I am not. And I had to figure a lot about by myself, like a lot of you guys, I think. And this couple of years, I learned a lot of things that right now I'm kind of having a routine. I'm trying to keep these strategies. So I'm delighted to share that with you right now. So the first one is to have boundaries with your work. And what I mean by that is you should have a clear schedule when you should start your work and when you should end your work. We have already discussed this in the first episode of the Anxious Developer Podcast, but I want to stress this more because it's such an important thing to have. If you don't have a clear routine or when do you start your work and when do you end it, that becomes very hard to separate between your rest, family time, and so on. So that's why it's very important to do that. One way to figure it out is to ask how much time do I need to work. Maybe your job requires you to work 8 hours or maybe 9 hours or maybe six. Maybe you're an entrepreneur and you can choose your hours by yourself. But either way, first ask yourself the question, how many hours do I need to work per day? Is it four, six? After you figure out the hours, say, okay, what time do I wake up and what time I want to start work? For me, this hour, sometimes it's 10, sometimes it's 11. But it's very important to at least have that. Of course, it's not always going to be able to stuck with that, but have clear an idea of what is the time I should start working. And it's also very important to know when you should stop working, not only start working. As sometimes, you know, it's easy to get an idea that, okay, maybe I work a little bit more, and then a little bit more stretches to 1 hour, 2 hours, and you look at the time and you see it's past 11 or past 12. And obviously you get anxious and stressed out and you bring that to the next day. So that's why it's very important to have boundaries with your work. The next one is same as important as the first, is to also have boundaries with your family. It's very important to communicate clearly with your with people that you live on what's your work hours and what time is expected that you're working. For example, I don't have kids yet, but I assume that if you have kids, this is going to be even more harder because, if they see you at work and work means at home, they don't have a clear understanding of, oh, this daddy is working, you know, or daddy is just resting or watching TV. So that becomes an issue. So communicating clearly with your family May that be your children, or maybe your spouse, or maybe friends or roommates. When are you going to be focused and you don't want to be disturbed in that time? And the third one is separate space for work. And, you know, this is actually been talked a lot about, is that you should have a separate space for your work from where you sleep or rest, or you have your maybe, for example, you watch movies or play video games. That should be separate, as subconsciously have to come to your mind that, okay, this is my space for working, and while I am there, I only work, and I don't like engaging to playing games or watching movies or anything else. So having that for you, it will be very important change your life. And I get it, sometimes it's hard. Sometimes you live just in one room. For me, I live in two rooms, and this is a little bit easier. I sleep in the other room, and here is where I work. But in case you have just one room, you can take just a little space from your corner or something else and build that space for your work. So you don't have to build like a whole office for you. And I have a bonus for you. It's called me time. For me, personally, this was very important, and it does a very big change in my life. Having a me time in the morning, having a me time in the evening, makes me able to process everything that went through the day and prepare myself for the next day. And it's the same in the morning. Before I start work, I have 1 hour where I go and meditate, maybe just listen to some podcast or maybe watch a video about self-care and psychology and stuff like that. But having that time for yourself is very important. That can also mean that you go work out or you do some physical work. It doesn't always mean that it's only mental work. But having some time during the day where you know, okay, this is the time, or wherever happens, I know this time is for me. And I can allow myself to relax and enjoy the evening or the morning without worrying about the work or worrying about the next day. So that's a huge thing to implement. And trust me, if you're going to do that on a regular basis, it's going to make a huge difference in your life. So guys, hope you enjoyed this episode. Wish you an amazing week. And remember, guys, you're loved, you matter, and you're worthy. Have an amazing week. This has been another episode of the Anxious Developer Podcast with me, Andres Gervach. Make sure to follow me on Twitter. You can find me at Andre_Skirvach. I would love to connect with you. If you like this episode, make sure to leave a review on iTunes. It's the best way for you to let me know what can I improve. Thanks everyone for listening. Have an amazing week.